Maseches Chala, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, 1-1. The first Mishnah here, and the second Mishnah actually, will discuss the halachas, not really about Chala directly, but it'll focus on the halachas of the Chameshet Mine Dagan, the five types of grain that apply to the halachas of Chala and many other areas of halacha. They're the five grains that are used to make matzah and so on. And they are, as we'll see in the Mishnah in a moment, wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye. Now, the Mishnah here will first say that only those five grains are relevant to the halachas of challah. That'll be the first halacha we learn, but then we'll actually learn a total of seven different areas of halacha where the rules of chamesh minei dagan apply. Of those seven, three are in this Mishnah, four in the next Mishnah. So those first three we see here, starting with challah and moving on to the topic of the Omer, etc. And here we go. The Mishnah says, Chamisha devarim chayavin b'challah. There are five things that require the challah separation. What are those five things? Those five species of grain. Hachitim, wheat. V'hasa'orim, barley. V'hakusmen, that's spelt. V'shibolet shual, that is oats, according to the consensus of the poskim. V'shifon, and rye. Just those five. Meaning, if you would make bread out of cornbread or out of millet, rice, etc., such bread, such dough is not required the mitzvah of challah, no challah to be taken from those things. It's a little, and that's why it says chamisha, that's why it says specifically five, meaning these five and no other. As far as the rather peculiar choice of word devarim, five things, as opposed to five minim, five species, one answer is that it didn't say minim, five types of grain, because you may recall from Maseches Kilayim that we are treating these five into two categories. The wheat, chitim, and the spelt, kusmin, are considered to be one min, and they won't be kilayim with one another. And as we'll see later on in the next Mishnah, that they can be combined together. And there's this, as we'll explain later on, and there's a second category of sa'orim, which also includes, I'll call them sub-categories, some sub-types of barley, which is the shibolet shual, the oats, as well as the shifon, the rye. Those are considered to be sort of subspecies or something of a barley. And that being the case, the Mishnah's one referred to it as five minin, because we're kind of treating them as two minin, really, two categories. Notwithstanding the fact that they're generally referred to as the chameshet minei dagan, the five types of grain, but the word min, I guess, has got a few different understandings of how specific or general of a type it is. In any case, that's what the Mishnah means here. Chamisha devar means five different types of grain that are chayv in challah. Okay. So the Mishnah says, Hareich elu chayavim b'challah. It's just those five that are chayav and challah, not the other ones. Umitztarfen zeem zeh. And they can be combined, those five species can combine together to effect the obligation to take challah. That is to say, that we said there's a minimum amount of flour that must be used in your dough. We'll refer to that for the minute as being 1 1/4 kav, that 43.2 eggs. We'll see the derivations and the whatever later on. But if you have less than that amount of flour, there's no obligation to take challah. So the point here is that and there's actually two different explanations the bartender brings of what this means, and they're not mutually exclusive, but the second shot he gives, I'll say here first, is if you're making your bread and your recipe calls for 50% wheat flour and 50% barley flour, for argument's sake, so if you put the flour together and mix with the water into a single dough, they are mitztaref, they do combine. That's one pshat based on Yerushalmi, and that's what the bartender brings as the second pshat. The first pshat he brings is that if you have two different loaves of bread or two different batches of dough and you combine them together after kneading them, they would then be mitztaref. But there, they're only mitztaref, they only combine to reach the requisite quantity of, let's say, 1 1/4 kav of flour in total. If we're talking about joining together a batch of wheat with spelt, or barley with oats and or rye, But according to this explanation or this approach, if we're talking about combining separate doughs together, if it's wheat or barley, excuse me, wheat or spelt with barley, oats, or rye, that would not be mitzaref, because those are like two different medium, two different subcategories that don't combine. So that's a little confusing. I think the Bartner brings a second shot because the words of the Mishnah don't differentiate between what is and what is not mitzaref, what doesn't, does not combine. It just says mitzaref and zeh mzeh. But again, let me sum up here very clearly. The first shot of the Bartner is, under certain circumstances, if you have two batches of dough, you could combine them to reach the requisite shear, and that would be if they are from the same min, meaning wheat and spelt is the first, and barley, oats, and rye is the second. Either of those two categories could combine. Alternatively, if you're making a single batch of dough with two types of flour, so then they can combine any of the five, or all the five types can combine together to reach the requisite amounts that would be obligated in taking the tithes. Now, that's where the Mishnah ends its topic, focusing on the Chamishit Minei Dagon as they apply to the halachas of challah. But now we will lapse into the second and third halacha that we're going to learn regarding where the halachas of, where the Chamishit Minei Dagon, those five species of grain, are significant. And those are both apropos to the Omer, the Korban Omer. So what happens is, on the 16th of Nisan, on the second day of Pesach, after you have, Motzi, the first day of Pesach, Motzi Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah to go out into the field and harvest a quantity of barley. And that barley, you'll harvest a full eifa, and you'll sift it 13 times to get very, very fine barley flour, a tenth of an eifa amount, and that will be brought as a korban on the day of the 16th of Nisan, meaning the second day of Pesach. That's the korban omer. It's a barley offering, quite unusual. In any case, so the harvesting and A, and the offering B of that korban omer allow for two things to happen. The first thing is that the Torah requires that the first thing that you harvest from your five types of grain is the barley for the korban omer. So you may not harvest other recreational, like say wheat or whatever it is, and that you want to consume prior to having harvested the barley for the omer. That's the first thing. So the harvesting of the omer permits the harvesting of the other grains. That would happen that night. And then the next morning, once the korban omer is brought, that permits the new crop of grains, meaning the new crops of wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye, to be consumed, to be eaten. One may not eat this year's crops of wheat, for example, until after the korban omer has been brought. You may be familiar with that. It's called the halachas of chadash and yashan. You might see the bakery says in Chutz La'aretz, you say, oh, we're makbid for yashan. That means we're only using wheat that was harvested after the 16th of Nisan of this past year. So the Mishnah here is going to say then, inside, v'asurim b'chadash m'lifnei ha-pesach, it's the five species of grain that are forbidden as new crop prior to Pesach, and this is actually not a precise description. As I told you a minute ago, we're talking about the second day of Pesach, and nowadays, since there's no korban omer brought, because no Beis HaMikdash, we're talking about that 16th day of Nisan, the second day of Pesach. So that's the first thing, that's talking about eating. One may not eat from new crops as chadash until after the 16th of Nisan has passed. And second of all, umeliktzor m'lifnei ha-omer, one may not harvest any of the five grains other than until one has harvested the barley that will be used for the korban omer. Meaning, just for example, if one had rice or millet that was ripe, he could harvest it prior to the 16th of Nisan, but he may not harvest his wheat, oats, barley, spelt, or rye until after it's harvested, etc. Okay, so those are the next two. Now, they're two separate things because they're two different matirim and two different psukim that are talking about it. The first is the eating, and the second is the harvesting. The fact that these are applicable just to the five grains, types of grain, is learned from two different Gezeirah Shavas. The Gezeirah Shava that talks about the eating has to do with by the matzah, and the Gezeirah Shava, the lechem of lechem oni, whatever, and the prohibition of katsira of harvesting is talk because the word rachis, there's a gzeir shava from rachis, as it talks about chala, our chala of rachis or sechem, as well as the pasuk in Omer, in the Emor, I should say, that says veisem es Omer rachis katsirchem el hakohen, the first of your harvest. So rachis, the first of the kneading trough, the first of the harvest, that equally applies to the five species. Okay, the Mishnah finishes up by saying, "Im hishrishu kodum laomer." If we're now talking about grain that took root prior to the harvesting of the omer, meaning we're not talking about grain that was already fully grown, but as long as it had taken root in the ground, haomer matirin, then the bringing of the omer permits them to be eaten in this season. So that is to say, that how long does it take for grain that's planted in the ground to take root? You might recall from Masechah Shviyos, we had a three machlokas, if it's for a tree to take root, if it's 3 days, or 2 weeks, or 30 days. And the halacha is, all the Rishonim go with 2 weeks. However, the Achronim say that when it comes to grain, as opposed to trees, and we're more lenient to say even 3 days. So that will mean, as long as the barley, etc., the grain we're talking about here, has been planted 3 days prior to Pesach, so then, no problem, when one brings the Korban Omer, it's matir any grain that will grow from those seeds. That's what it says here. V'im hishrishu, if the grain had taken root, kodem la'omer, prior, the rooting the ground had taken place prior to the bringing of the Omer, ha'omer matir, and the bringing of the Omer allows them to be eaten, v'im lav, but if they hadn't yet taken root, and you now, let's say, for example, after Pesach, for argument's sake, plant seeds that grow in this year, it doesn't matter. The bringing of the Omer won't be matrit. Instead, v'im lav, if you haven't, they haven't taken root prior to the bringing of the Omer, asurin ad shiavo ha'omer haba, it's prohibited to eat from this the crop that will grow from these seeds until the next Omer is brought a year later.